This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two in your toilet. Welcome to the show. I'm a day off for Music Monday, but that's okay. Music Tuesday is just as good, and we are here for it. We are here for it. And this one's kind of special, unique, because, I mean, look at us. It's 2023, and we just got a new Beatles song? How is this possible? What is going on? Let's talk about it. Now and Then, the new Beatles song, what's being dubbed as the last Beatles song, has kind of an interesting story. So basically, back in the 90s, Yoko Ono comes to the Beatles with these tapes of some of John's demos from his home. And they were able to turn a couple of these songs, you know, into Beatles, quote unquote, releases on the anthology albums back in the 90s. But this song, Now and Then, was a little more complicated because it was just singing and piano on a tape recorder. So this is not a great recording in terms of quality and whatnot. And back then, they were not able to really separate the piano from the singing in order to, you know, get a nice fleshed out recorded version of this, because they did need to kind of extract those from each other. So, you know, they did some work on it with George Harrison when he was still alive. So we had Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, who did some work on it and some recording, but couldn't really get it to where they wanted it due to, you know, technological, you know, setbacks, I guess you could say. But now it's flash forward, you know, 25 plus years, and we do have the technology. Apparently, Peter Jackson, it's just so weird that Peter Jackson's wrapped up in this, in the Beatles, because I'm a huge Lord of the Rings trilogy fan, not The Hobbit, sorry, Peter. And he did the 2021 documentary, Get Back, which was fantastic. If you like the Beatles and haven't seen that, you are doing yourself a huge disservice. Please go and watch that. But they were able to develop this technology via machine learning to help extract these, you know, these audio samples from each other, so that you could distinguish, you know, here's an audio file of just the singing and here's just the piano. This allowed them to go and finish the song. And that's why, you know, even though the Beatles have been broken up since 1970, it is 2023 and we just got a new Beatles song. Now, to talk about it being a new Beatles song, it's kind of complicated because this was not recorded while the Beatles were together. This is circa like late, like probably, yeah, 1977. So there are some issues. There's some issues that we might have here. There's a nice little documentary about this song on YouTube under the Beatles channel, just called like Now and Then, a short film, something like that. And it was like 12 minutes long, and it was really interesting going over how this was done, the story of it all. And there are a lot of liberties being taken to what John would have wanted with this song. And, you know, it even starts with Paul saying, I just thought to myself, I'm not going to do his voice, but I just thought to myself, would John want us to finish this song? Like, if we found it all these years later and he was passed away, and I thought, well, yeah, of course. And I'm like, okay. It's just like there's a lot of speaking on the behalf of John. Also, John's son is in the documentary a little bit and talks about how happy he would have been and how much he would have loved, because he loved experimenting with recording. So these new technological advancements would have been exciting to him. So there's a lot of liberties taken on what John might have wanted, granted, by people who are arguably, you know, the very closest to him in his life. So it is true on that regard, but still a lot of liberties taken there. And then, you know, it's been 40 plus years since he passed away. So just what happened in the recording sessions and whatnot, I don't know. Just it's like, who knows where John would have led with his career if he had stayed alive. So it's hard to say what would have happened with this song had he been alive. And that just complicates it a little bit, but I still am happy that we have this song, even though it might feel more John Lennon than Beatles in terms of songwriting, and then a weird modern day Beatles feel to the recording. And so let's talk about that now. The songwriting is, I think, incredible. I think the chord changes are fantastic and unique. The melody is very, very unique and like somber. It's just, it's very beautiful. It's like a beautiful kind of darker feeling love song. And I just think John nailed this one. I really like what I'm listening to in terms of the songwriting. Yeah, it could feel a little more John than Beatles. And I'm not going to say it could. It does. It does feel that. And that's okay. But now we get to the recording. And I don't know what was done in the 90s, really. Clearly some George parts. But it kind of sounds like everything else was re-recorded recently. Even Paul re-recording the piano, which I actually kind of wish they would have kept the old piano, because these new instrumentations that were recorded just don't sound like the Beatles to me. It sounds like it's being recorded in 2023, because it is, and it just doesn't quite do it for me personally. Like, it's tough because I think the songwriting is great, and I actually will admit the song has grown on me the more I listen to it, and I'm sure I will continue to listen to the song as time goes on. But it just, it's lacking a little bit of that like soul that I feel like the old songs had because of the limitations they had with the recording. Granted, the Beatles were always at the forefront of innovation in recording. But it's just, there's some weird clash here for me. Like the first time Paul comes in, because apparently that part of John singing was a little, like they couldn't really make out what he was saying. So Paul comes in and sings on top of John, like the same melody, not a harmony, but like, you know, on top of his, exactly what he was singing. And it just feels weird to me because it's today, Paul, too. I'm like, you are an old man. What are you doing? So I don't know. So we got some interesting things, machine learning to help in songwriting, only with the extraction. They didn't use machine learning at all for new parts or anything like that. It was just for separating these tracks, which I do appreciate. Everything was recorded, you know, as it should be, I feel like. But yeah, it's just a lot. It's a lot. I did not expect this to happen. Never in my life did I expect that November 2nd, 2023, we would get a new Beatles song. But here we are, and we got it. And ultimately, I really do like it. I don't think it's great. I think it's, I mean, I love the Beatles, so I'm sure it doesn't really line up next to a lot of other stuff, but it is good. And I want to give it, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. I don't know. I know these numbers mean nothing because I feel like I say something and then the number pops out just at the end, what I'm feeling, but I like to go into it that way. So there you go. Thank you to the Beatles for a new song. I'm curious what you all think about it. The national day today is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, an opportunity to celebrate this sumptuous combination of chocolate and almonds. I'm a big fan of chocolate, especially bitter chocolate, dark chocolate, like artisan dark chocolate. Go spend $10 on a chocolate bar, it's worth it. And I'm a big fan of almonds, so the marrying of these two things, of course, just perfect. Let's do it. Thanks for listening today to my slightly sick voice. It's so sick. And we are excited for some more Beatles in the future, some more music in the future, whatever it might be. But we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.